Hi, my name's Amy.
And my name is Georgie. We are both A-level media students that have recently just completed our first magazine.
We understand that you're thinking of taking A-level media studies. Hopefully this will help your decision-making process.
We are going to explore today how your production skills will develop throughout Component 1, the music magazine. The name of my Conscious Western magazine is Wild West. This magazine is aimed for people in their mid-20s and early 30s.
The name of my magazine is 11, which is a pop music magazine aimed for teenagers and young adults for the female demographic.
You will learn a variety of production skills that can be classified in various ways, like creative skills, graphic design and mise-en-scene, technical skills, Photoshop and InDesign, which are two Adobe software programs will make your magazine come together, and transferable skills, analysis and research, which are skills useful as well as outside of the media industry. These are all vital components of media language that will help represent your star image and genre to create a successful piece of media. Some technical elements that will help your production skills for your magazine are Edo blogs. This is your own personal blog that you post and embed your coursework to. Adobe Design, Adobe Photoshop, Flash Photography, DSLR, and finally Adobe Bridge. These skills form a professional and well-organised magazine.
We learn how to use the software Photoshop, which has many features that help enhance your images as well as most importantly, cut out the model. On my first shoot, my main cover star had dark brown hair and I took photos in the black room, which was a big mistake. I struggled cutting her out in Photoshop and the hair just looked messy and badly cut out. However, I did do a reshoot in the white room, which made it so much easier. Photoshop has a very useful tool where you can automatically select your model to cut them out. On my main cover star, I used the patch tool to get rid of any blemishes and I brightened her eyes. I also changed the colour of her outfit to make it more bright and colourful, ultimately aiming to represent the star image appropriately, young, fresh face and full of energy. Finally, I used layers to change the colour background for my front cover and double page spread, so I was able to keep the shadows for a natural and more professional look.
We were taught how to use InDesign, which is a vital part of designing and producing your magazine. Some features of InDesign are the effects. You are able to have any kind of layout you will think will look best. The first draft of my double page spread, I used an A4 length instead of A3. There wasn't much difference apart from the fact that I didn't have enough room, so I had to add a bunch of more stuff in. It meant I had to add more pictures in and text to fill the space. So I made sure that my magazine dimensions were conventional to the professional standard. The product needed to be as close to what a real graphic designer in the media industry would produce.
Some creative production skills you'll learn are how to create a recognisable brand image, the use of graphic design, different framing and composition for photos, using different websites like PictoChart and Canva to display the work in a more exciting and creative way. And most importantly, you'll find out about the term mise-en-scene, which is costume, makeup, props, lighting, acting and setting, which you'll learn that perhaps a change of lighting can represent a whole different meaning.
Mise-en-scene is an extremely important part of your magazine as it creates a very specific atmosphere for your genre. The costumes, lighting, setting, costumes, props, makeup can make or break your production. If done well, the final product will fit in well with your audience demographic, target audience and genre. If not done right, your magazine will look nothing like your genre. For my magazine, the mise-en-scene had to be right, especially because the costumes, it was country and western themed. I used denim trousers, cowboy hats and boots. I used warm colours in my magazine and photo shoots, red, brown, yellow, orange, etc. It's also important to add in some bright colours that go in well with the rest of your theme to make sure your magazine is colourful and interesting. The props can add some spice to your product, as it makes the audience want to read and learn more. For example, I used acoustic guitars, stools, and some different hats to make it interesting. The makeup has to fit well with your genre too, which is why my photo shoots makeup was very natural as to not take away from the rest of the pictures. Granted, for a hip-hop and R&B magazine, the makeup wouldn't be as natural. It would be more fun and eye-catching. Blumner and Katz uses gratification theory and to find their personal identity, this can easily be done through mise-en-scene.
I'm going through my branding. Branding is vital for a magazine as it's a way to create the brand's own identity and help it stand out. With branding, it's more important to take in consideration who your target audience is. For me, I was aiming at a teen and like young adult female demographic, which was more of a fun, girly girl psychographic. So I knew that the branding had to fit and achieve for a preferred reading. I used a bright colour scheme with pinks, blues and purples, which I believe fit the female demographic and represent a more fun and youthful tone. But it's important that all the pages don't look the same, but at the same time, they can't be completely different. So I also designed my masthead 11 with the number 11 making up the L, which I also put in my contents page to remind the reader of my brand. Moreover, I made sure to include social media and the email with the name of the brand in it. So basically my Instagram and Facebook page was called at 11 magazine. This also fits with ADA, so that's attention, interest, desire and action, as including the social media pages fulfills the call to action element as it points the audience to a specific direction, and the bright colour scheme really calls for attention. Font choice is also important for creating your brand image, as different fonts and typefaces can represent different meanings. So I decided to use a more blocky sans serif font, as I believe it matches my genre of pop, as it's more trendy and modern. And for the front cover, I also included a Vogue font, since it fits more of the female gender demographic, as it's girly, but also a bit more sophisticated for like the older teen, young adult age demographic. So it was just less childish.
Throughout this course, not only did we learn skills that help us in the media industry, but we learned transferable skills that can help us no matter what occupation we choose. For example, we learned how to conduct research, analyse media language, gained good communication skills, time management and organisational skills. These are useful skills whether we want to work in media industry or even just day-to-day life.
One of the key transferable skills I believe I have gained is good organisation. Throughout my time in media, I had to organise everything on my own, like making sure I had the correct mise-en-scene for the shoot, using a production meeting agenda, planning the costumes, props, poses, which are all features that are vital in representing my star image. I also would often message my models, reminding them of the time, location, and exactly what they needed to bring. And it was crucial that I organised the booking studios, making sure I booked a day where all my models were free, as if not, I could have wasted a lot of time and it could have led to me running out of time to get my shoot done. All of this just links into good communication as well, which is obviously very useful in the future.
Some key transferable skills I've learned is how to do my research for my genre. It ensures that when it comes to your first photo shoot or designing your first draft for your magazine, you have everything all planned out so you know where to go next and how to do it, and it just makes it a lot easier. Target audiences are also a vital part of your research, as you need to know which audience demographic you are targeting with your magazines and reflections. Knowing what your target audience is will aid in you making the magazine more personal to the audience. For example, I found that making your magazine bright and colourful. I did this by changing the colours of the page text, creating colour boxes around some of the text. This also links to good organisational skills.
So if you're considering media, I hope we managed to convince you to choose this fun, creative subject.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Hope to see you in September. Bye.
Bye. Oh.